This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Thank you, Joshua. Let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come once again thanking you for this day that you've given us. Father, I pray right now that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. Bless your word today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like to use as the subject title today is Shake It Off. Can you say that? Can everybody say, shake it off? Do you ever remember a time when you got dirt on you or crumbs and you just had to shake it off to make yourself feel clean? Well, that's what Jesus wants to talk to us today about, shaking some things off. And as we look at Acts chapter 28, we see that Paul does some shaking here. But before we get there, I want you to understand what Paul was going through. We all know Paul as being Saul, who persecuted the church. He persecuted the church tirelessly. He imprisoned many of the Jews at that time. But then on the road to Damascus, the Lord appeared to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Boy, I'm telling you, did Jesus Christ ever call us on a road of destruction where we were headed and say, why did thou persecutest me? So we see that Jesus speaks to Saul and changes his name to Paul, and now he is on a mission. And I'm telling you, whenever you get on a mission for the Lord, you need to watch out, because the devil is going to try to kill you. And as we see, as Paul has persecuted the church, and now he is going and preaching about Christ, where previously he was persecuting people for it. So they also often was suspect of whether Paul was true. So the Jews wanted to kill Paul. They had set up traps to get him and capture him, kill him. But the Lord wanted Paul to go to Rome and preach the gospel. In other words, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. And we see that once that was made, we see that the Jews sought out to kill him. It got so bad that Paul was in the middle of being judged between the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and they almost tore him apart. But the king went and delivered Paul and sent him off to Rome to preach the gospel. And as we preached the message before, Paul said, I am now ready to preach the gospel. And he was ready to do just that. So as Paul was going to Rome, he ran into many obstacles, but yet he kept going, because we know that God had gave him a mission. And whenever God gives you a mission, the wicked one will try to distract you. So as Paul was headed to Rome, we see that he gets on this boat headed to Rome, and it runs into some tumultuous weather. So bad that it runs the ship on shore and it's stuck and it can't be moved. And then we see that Paul and the prisoners that's on the boat get off and land on the island of Malta. In Acts chapter 28 verse 1, we see that Paul now is there. So Paul said, hey man, I have this mission that the Lord has given me, but everything is going wrong. But that's where Paul continued to trust in the Lord. It was cold. It was in the dead of winter. Everything's going on against Paul. But Paul...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.